Hello, guys, and welcome back. You're listening to another episode of 판지 제니 가오소니. It's me, Spencer.
Hi, guys. This is Jenny, and today we are talking about
抖音.
Yes, and short videos or micro videos in general. 因为现在短视频真的太火了啊！从中国到国外，就是大家对于这种我前面说 micro videos 微视频十几秒的这个 it seems like people can't get enough of them.
Oh no, they cannot get enough. They are addicted.
And I know you are somewhat a 抖音 celebrity.
Working on it. Yeah, yeah, a bit more these days.
对，我们开言，因为最近也开了抖音号嘛，然后目前。基本上都是 Spencer 拍的抖音就我自己 I kind of had like a 180 turn
OK 180度
180度的态度大转变 vis-a-vis short videos 因为我之前I didn't get it. 然后我当时就会觉得啊，这都好无聊哦。Like you know, you just kill time. 但后来就发现，因为真的太多人用，它可能还是有它一点道理吧。然后我们也希望自己的内容能够触及到更多的英语学习爱好者，所以我们就开始研究。现在我和 Spencer 都发现，这种新的内容形式和形态，其实也能给学习内容带来一些新的启发。
Yeah, so you're not necessarily just killing time.你要看 你怎么用、really.
没错没错 It's not just about the tool It's how you use it
没错
所以除了在音频平台大家听我们的节目我们还有微信公众号里面更多是一些文字配套的学习内容、然后现在对还有抖音有这样的短视频、反正希望从不同的角度来帮助大家学英语你会收到我们每天发布的新鲜好内容、
所以就关注我们吧
所以短视频英语就是 short video 是不是
对Exactly, really kind of, you know, 直接翻译。
然后我其实大家也会看到用 micro video, 因为像抖音这种15秒 right, 15 seconds 是更短更短了，所以就可以用微小的视频来形容这个东西，是吗？
对 ，that's right, yeah, 微小的 ，so micro video,
超短视频啊，
对，超短视频。
And now these short video apps have become really popular, 所以就是短视频应用啊 apps,
yeah.
那 Spencer, 我记得其实前几年的时候美国就有一个 9 seconds 的
It was Vine, right?
对对对 Vine, V-I-N-E Vine 短视频的应用 I think it kind of started this whole short video trend、然后他那个时候9 seconds 比现在抖音上面15秒更短、然后我觉得 Vine 那个时候刚就是可能三四年前或者四五年前他出来的时候很多美国的、我们说 Twins就是十几岁将近二十岁的人 like they were all over Vine
但是好像现在就没有了对吧 I don't think anyone really does Vine anymore
因为它已经不存在了 it shut down 美国现在这个 Vine 是没有了因为我觉得好像美国对于短视频 people just use it on Instagram
I don't really pay too much attention to Instagram though myself but I heard they do have the whole video function
对对对、因为 Instagram 后来 they launched their short video、feature 然后对大家好像就是这个人群会在 Ins 上面用
no, 哇竞争很厉害啊 everyone's competing against each other right
if you say to people let me show you this 15 seconds video
yeah
and this is a platform where you only have 15 seconds video 人家肯定说 you're crazy 15秒我还没什么都没看呢就结束了是吧
yeah but the more you do it the more you realize hey 15 seconds is kind of long
对你现在实际操作嘛 so that's kind of your conclusion from it, right?
Yeah, you can do a lot in 15 seconds.
对我自己觉得就是像我们在拍开言的这个英语学习抖音短视频的时候啊、就是发现因为它只给你15秒 so it forces you to be very concise, 你要很简洁 and very precise.
Yeah, this is true.
要很精确
Two things I like to think I'm good at, Jenny.
Concise and, and precision,
That's right.
对，就是因为可能现在我们是一个 information overload age.资讯太多爆棚爆炸的时代、所以大家就是 you know just let me know if this is useful in 15 seconds
yeah
don't force me to watch something 10 minutes only to find out you know it's not that useful
yeah only to find out that you'll never get those 10 minutes back and you gained nothing
对，其实这个可能就说到 opportunity cost 是吧、嗯、机会成本、
嗯、
就是对于用户来说我要 invest、嗯、我要投入十几分钟的时间来看一段东西、嗯、versus 对比十五秒、
嗯、
it's you know the 15 seconds 你也不会、嗯、you won't lose too much hopefully、
嗯、yeah that's true you know the Douyin though you know what it kind of reminds me of when I was a kid I don't watch TV anymore but、嗯、when I was a kid you just flip through channels
oh flip through 就是拿着遥控器然后就哒哒哒哒哒就不好看过
现在就是刷视频对吧、it's like you kind of just but it's like the same
motion
yeah it's like the same thing really you just kind of flip through channels 哦、这个平台不好、这个不好、这个还是不要看不好看不好看哦、这个 OK 的、like、
所以这个叫可以叫 flip through
yeah,
是吧、
yeah.
flip 就是跳过去跳过去、
对
然后哎，现在不是也就是滑动 swipe、
yeah.
特别在美国那 dating app 叫什么来着的
Oh yeah, the swipe Yeah, swipe left or swipe,
swipe
right
Swipe right, 对、反正就是在这种手机时代有两个动词大家记住很重要一个就是 Spencer 说的 flip through、
yeah.
还有一个就是 swipe
Yeah, swipe
对吧
Yeah, swiping and flipping I mean, to swipe is to flip
嗯，差不多的意思啊，
差不多。
好，讲到这种 short video app， 现在特别红，特别火啊。英文里面可以说 there's so much buzz around it, right?、
Yeah.
Or like this big short video craze.
Yeah, there's a big craze. People are going crazy for it.
啊，所以这个 craze 就从疯狂那个 crazy、是一样的词根，是吧？
对，如果你是 crazy， it's because you're crazed.
哎，像 Spencer 就拍抖音，然后我在旁边，我自己一个很深的体会 ，It has really democratized video production for everyone，、就是真的把这个视频制作门槛降低了很多。Spencer 应该记得我们以前 ，We've tried video so many times before、我们以前自己拍那种长视频，十几分钟或者什么，你灯光啊什么、，It really took a lot for something to look half decent and presentable.
是啊。
Whereas these short videos, 大家就觉得我就在我手机上面拍、so it looks very authentic and since it's only 15 seconds 就是你也没有时间 there's not much real estate to really pay attention to every single detail、
unless you watch it again and again and don't forget to watch my videos again and again
记得 Spencer 当时还问我说啊，不要什么 lighting 你知道化妆什么吗然后我说 不要我们用 filter 你就拍好以后用滤镜你就很帅了
哦，谢谢
So on your phone or on your video apps, 大家要用滤镜都可以说 use a filter.
There's other kinds of filters too. For example,、like water filters. For example,、那个滤
喝水的那种滤嘴也叫 filter.
Yeah. That's where that term kind of comes from. And then we got other things like stickers, right?
啊、那种贴纸、抖音上面不是可以做效果在头上 little cat's ears?
Oh god, yeah, make yourself look cutesy.
那种东西也叫 stickers?
Yeah, I think we call them stickers.
哦、也叫贴纸是吧、And it has all kinds of different like effects,、就是各种各样的效果。One thing that these short videos are very good at is、creating memes.
Oh, creating memes?
Memes.
Okay.
对 so M-E-M-E, 这个不叫 meme, 我们以前节目也说过的啊。在互联网的时代在移动端的时代这个 meme 就是网上突然窜红的一个东西一个现象。
而且好像现在、真的有各种各样的 memes, and like,For example, like on Douyin, 有那个尬舞对吧？
啊、以前对那个 dance off 尬舞挑战，很多人都加入。Or a while ago, like the 海底捞怎么吃 That's also a meme, right? Something starts and then it spreads really quickly, and everyone sort of jumps on the bandwagon and they all copy it. So that's a meme.
Hey, jumps on the bandwagon. That's a good term.
对 so if you jump on the bandwagon, it means
it's kind of like 你跟大家一起做。It's kind of like you do what everyone else is doing.
跟风是吧有点对对 对, 对。
Yeah. You do what the other people are doing.
其实 short videos, 我觉得就像我们节目一开始说的大家可以找到各种各样的内容是吧 You literally find every type of content under the sun.、然后具体你喜欢什么样的内容你怎么去用它其实就是看自己就像我们开源很清晰 We're about teaching English.、We want to keep it fresh for、you guys.
Yeah, so speaking of getting on the bandwagon, you also have to get with the times.
get with the times, 就是要和时代，要与时俱进。
对对，就是。
好的，那我当时就跟 Spencer 说，哎 ，Spencer， 你来试试拍抖音，因为我觉得你是一个很有戏的人啊，表现力很强，很适合做 video。就中文我们这不是有个说法叫戏精吗？英文有 drama queen。
Kind of, I don't know.戏精啊 kind of captivating, kind of drawing, to, appealing to the eye, maybe.
Captivating, 你说就是很动人很迷人的
是啊你觉得我有点 captivating 吗
对就是你可以带动观众啊。
哇我的脸都变红了。
No, no, you deserve it. 但是又说到戏精我前面问你英语里 drama queen 的那个说法。
drama queen.
但是是有点贬义是吧
对不是什么好意思。但是我也看到了在抖音上啊有其实不少的用户说我是 drama king。
可以有这个用法吗英文
好像有的他们
No, no, I'm asking you, is that a legit
I mean, it's, I mean, it never really was, but if you say it, people will understand what you mean.
Okay, so you are a drama king,
yeah, so,
Spencer.
Yeah, so they're starting to call me a drama king. So thanks, guys. I've earned it, I guess.
对反正我就是挺喜欢 Spencer 每一次那个 topic, 就像我说的都非常的 concise, 也非常的 precise.每一段视频都很简洁然后都非常的明确啊。我们现在做各种各样实用的英语说法比如除了拜拜英语还能怎么说再见对不对我们会给你 top 5说法然后发音类的 pronunciation 就是永远都很受欢迎different brands or different kind of you know objects 这个英语怎么读所以希望大家把自己感兴趣的话题发留言给我们啊。对就是这些短小精悍的人适合做成短视频那我们都会做短视频呈现给大家。
That's right. We will aim to please you guys.
所以也别忘了到抖音上面 check us out. 然后我们就叫做开言英语。We've kind of built quite a large content reservoir there already.
Yeah, and it's going to be bigger and bigger as the days go on.
已经有几十条了啊，然后每天都在更新。所以come check us out and let us know what you think. Okay, 要问问大家 ，Are you jumping? Have you jumped on the short video?Bandwagon.
Yeah, let us know, guys.
你自己有没有在拍这些短视频？你有没有去看什么样的内容会吸引你 ？What kind of content? What kind of short videos are you interested in? Let us know in today's comments, and we look forward to seeing them.
And that's right, guys.
感谢大家的收听。还不是会员的朋友，现在我们的内容越来越丰富，越来越多。之后呢 ，App 也会有新的改版，然后之后有更多内容形式的推出，就是希望能够用一样的价格吧，不断带给大家更好的学习体验。那大家可以到微信公众号免费尝试我们的课程，在公众号你也可以升级，一年只需要629就可以享受所有高质量的开言会员课程。Okay, thank you for your support, and we'll see you next time. 再见。
Bye-bye.